Late last week, the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, gazetted the reopening dates for schools and some of the regulations around that. School management teams, principal, education assistants, general assistants, non-teaching staff, to return today, teachers, Monday the 1st of February, and public school learners to return Monday the 15th. I'm not sure how much authority she has to gazette around independent schools, but she feels she has, because the Gazette says that independent schools must delay the date for the reopening of schools for learners to return to school for a period of 2 weeks from the date of the pronouncement of the minister on the 15th of January. So by that, she is saying, AfriForum and Solidarity is saying, she can't say this, but she's saying that independent schools can only go back on the 29th of January. Debbie Schaefer is the MEC for Education in the Western Cape. Debbie, good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon, John.
As far as you know, the school management teams largely went back on campus today?
Yes, I haven't had reports of people not going back, so I would have by now, so I'm hopeful that the majority have gone back, yes, as they were required to.
Is there anything in the regulations which one needs to talk about, or are they pretty much standard and in line with what was happening on schools last year?
There are a few things that were a bit confusing. People weren't quite sure what was going to happen. Are they all going back? Because there was some talk that maybe primary schools, they could all go back, or there could be a shorter distance between learners. But it's not everyone can go back on the 15th, but you still have to comply with the requirements, the safety requirements. So it's 1 meter physical distancing between learners in the class. They must still wear masks, sanitize, and so on. So the effect of that is that that not every child will necessarily be able to be in class every single day, but they will all be back at school. So that will continue. There was a bit of uncertainty around that. School feeding as well must resume on the 27th of January, even though the school learners are only coming back on the 15th. That was felt to be necessary given the previous court case, as well as the dire need of some learners for feeding. And then also grade 12 learners, I mean, we've specified in the Western Cape, my HOD has sent out a circular for grade 12 to say that no matter what other plans they make for learners to alternate, perhaps grade 12 learners must be at school every day. And then I had a question today regarding sport, whether sport can continue, and it can, as per the previous directions, which said non-contact sport can without spectators. So I think that's really the majority of the things that had caused a little bit of confusion.
And Debbie, I mean, how much freedom is there for school principals to do things their own way, with one hopes the approval and discussion amongst the school governing body? It was possible when schools were officially closed for school principals, school governing bodies to apply to your department and say, we think that we can safely teach in the physical classroom because we've put these measures in place. Is that possible under these regulations, start of the school year?
No, previously there was a provision that said that schools could apply for a sort of a variation. That is not anymore enforced, so they have to comply with the gazetted requirements. So as long as they can comply with the protocols, then that's fine, but they still can't go back before the 15th of February.
But then once they do go back on the 15th of Feb, and assuming that there isn't another shutdown of schools, they can decide to what extent they teach people via distance learning and
teach people at school and
you know, shift the grades around, distance learning some days, physical learning the other days. All of that will be possible again.
Absolutely. I mean, it's important that every school has, you know, they must make whatever plans work for them, and not every, you know, not all schools are the same, and they must, the only requirement that we have said that we will, that the matrix must be there every day, physically there every day. But other than that, the schools have a lot of discretion as to how they implement it, as long as the learners are getting taught the curriculum.
And has the issue, I don't know whether it makes it easier, giving the extra time for pupils who hadn't found a place at what was supposed to be the start of the school year, does it make it easier to sort out that problem? I don't know the size of the problem for the 2021 year.
The problem largely is schools of choice. There's still many people who are wanting to get their children into specific schools, and that is probably not going to happen. There are some areas where we really are experiencing a lot of a huge amount of demand, and there aren't enough places. So, I mean, our districts, all our officials are back today only, and I know some people have been trying to get hold of offices and just haven't been able to because the phones have been so busy. So it will help us, yes. It will give us a bit of time, but I'm not sure it's going to resolve everyone's problems. And we still are battling with space in general, as I say, every year, with 18 to 20,000 extra learners coming every year into the province. And the money isn't following, let alone being preemptive about it. It's extremely difficult. But we're doing everything we can to try and ensure that everyone has a place in a school, even if it isn't their first choice.
Debbie Schaefer, the MEC for Education in the Western Cape, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.